Tris, Disc 4.
The friends hurried inside and stood staring wordlessly. It was a natural cave in the solid rock, with a crack in the roof serving as a chimney vent. A fire, complete with stone-slabbed hearth and the rock oven, burned low but warm. Rora fed the flames with driftwood and sea coal as she chattered away.
Sit ye down there, you three. Slippo, where's your manners? Serve him a drink and fetch me some bowls.
The seal rolled his huge liquid eyes.
Mookay!
They sat on a shelf of rock padded with sailcloth cushions, stuffed full of dried sea moss. Slippo presented them with beakers fashioned from nautilus shells. Skerdum sipped wordily.
This tastes like a bit of all right, what?
Kruver smiled broadly.
Crab apple and sweet woodruff tonic. I ain't tasted this since I was naught but a shrimp.
Rora looked secretly pleased as she pulled a deep basin from the oven. Fragrant smells wafted round the cave.
Makes it to my own recipe. Not like crab apple and sweet woodruff to put a gleam in your eye and a wag to your udder. Wait till you taste my sea stew and lava bread.
Skerum swigged away at his tonic drink heartily.
Yours truly is willing to try anything, ma'am. But lava bread? What the juice is that when it's at home, what?
Kruver accepted a wedge of the dark green loaf.
Lava bread's made out of a special kind of seaweed. It's a delicacy in coastal parts.
Sagax liked the lava bread. It was savoury tasting, a bit salty, but not unlike spring cabbage made into a loaf. The sea stew was rare good eating, comprised of many types of shrimp and shellfish, thickened with corn flour and full of mushroom, potato, leek and carrot. Kruver sampled it from his deep scallop shell bowl.
Big pardon, ma'am, but have you got any hot root pepper?
Rora produced two small wooden boxes and a tiny spoon.
This one's your normal hot root, but this other one, this is from my old grandpop's store. He used to make a living fighting pirates. This pepper came from a corsair galley what sailed from the far isles or the big ocean. I calls it red firebrand pepper, 10 times stronger than hot root.
Kruver sprinkled both peppers liberally on his sea stew. He tried it, put the bowl down, and bent double, making loud gasping noises. Grabbing his tonic, he quaffed a deep swig and straightened up. Tears poured from his reddened eyes, and great beads of sweat stood out on his nose tip. He recovered himself and grinned from ear to ear.
Now that's what I calls prime good pepper!